which had hung on the garden wall since 1819. Towards the end of the restoration, these same passers-by might have noticed that the bill had disappeared and even that the shutters on the first floor were open. The house was occupied, in fact. The windows had short curtains, a sign that there was a woman about. In the month of October 1829, a man of a certain age had presented himself and had hired the house just as it stood, including, of course, the back building and the lane which ended in the Rue de Babylon. He had had the secret openings of the two doors to this passage repaired. The house, as we have just mentioned, was still very nearly furnished with the justice's old fitting. The new tenant had ordered some repairs, had added what was lacking here and there, had replaced the paving stones in the yard, bricks in the floors, steps in the stairs, missing bits in the inlaid floors and the glass in the lattice windows, and had finally installed himself there with a young girl and an elderly maidservant, without commotion, rather like a person who is slipping in than like a man who is entering his own house. The neighbours did not gossip about him for the reason that there were no neighbours. This unobtrusive tenant was Jean Valjean. The young girl was Cosette. The servant was a woman named Toussaint, whom Jean Valjean had saved from the hospital and from wretchedness, and who was elderly, a stammerer, and from the provinces, three qualities which had decided.